It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm Jenna Dooley. This is Morning Edition. Illinois lawmakers are beginning to make plans to replenish the state's rainy day fund. But as Brian Mackey reports, they've got a long way to go.
Governor J.B. Pritzker in last week's budget message proposed dropping $50 million into the fund if voters approve a graduated income tax at this fall's election. But Bill Glasscall with the good government group the Volcker Alliance says even that would fall short of what's considered a best practice, namely 10% of a state's annual general funds budget.
By that standard, Illinois should be keeping about $4 billion for emergencies. So $50 million is really a symbolic contribution.
State rainy day funds are meant to keep the lights on when tax collections nosedive, like during a recession. But Illinois' current fund is bone dry. I'm Brian Mackey.
Democratic Representative Jahan Gordon Booth of Peoria wants to amend the Illinois Human Rights Act to ban hairstyle discrimination. She says her Crown Act will likely come up for a vote near the end of the legislative session. The goal is to help Black and Latinx women who are disproportionately impacted by hairstyle discrimination in the workplace or their daily lives. Leading up to the vote, Gordon Booth is recruiting powerful women like Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox for the Politics of Hair campaign. But she says those aren't the only stories she wants to tell.
The real goal for me is to be able to get the stories of just everyday women, not people with big titles and the like, but folks that have real stories that may not have ever had a voice. To give them that voice in this space is something that I'm really looking forward to doing.
Gordon Booth plans photo shoots in Peoria, Springfield, and Chicago in the coming months to help build momentum. State fire officials are reminding Illinois residents to get approved smoke alarms in their homes ahead of a 2023 deadline. The state requires all smoke alarms and detectors to have a sealed 10-year battery. That's unless the alarms are hardwired into the home. The Office of the State Fire Marshal says there were 105 residential fire deaths in 2018, and more than 70% took place in homes without smoke alarms. Illinois Fire Marshal Matt Perez says smoke alarms provide an early warning to evacuate before circumstances become dire. This is Illinois News on your NPR News station.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. August 26th marks the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment. That amendment guarantees women the right to vote in the United States. 100 years ago this month, the advocates and organizations behind the women's suffrage movement gathered in Chicago and created the League of Women Voters. Executive Director for the League of Women Voters of Illinois, Audra Wilson, says the centennial presents an opportunity to examine the league's history and the obstacles overcome to ensure all women have a voice at the polls.
It still took another 45 years before the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and we are still contemporarily dealing with attacks on that right to vote. So we are reminding people of why we are still relevant 100 years later, and why, quite frankly, we still have to be talking about preserving that right to vote.
The League's initial goal was to educate women about their new right to vote, and Wilson says since the organization has continued to defend democracy as it educates and empowers voters, it still has a relevant need. The parents of a 6-year-old Metro East girl are suing local school officials alleging their daughter was sexually assaulted by another kindergartner during recess. The lawsuit names the Edwardsville School District as the defendant and accuses the district of being negligent in its supervision of students. The Glen Carbon girl's parents contend she told them in February of last year that a male student in her kindergarten class had forcibly kissed her and touched her inappropriately on multiple occasions during recess. Their suit seeks $50,000. Legal costs and other damages as determined by the court. I'm Jennifer Fuller.